This is Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and not with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio, but somewhere in Florida, St. Petersburg, I believe, is Becca Bacon-Martin, the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Hello, Becca.
Hey, Kyle. I am in St. Petersburg, Florida, at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, the mecca for journalists. And I'm here for the American Association of Sunday and Features Editors Convention because our newspaper was honored for our features section. And so I'm here learning all sorts of cool things about how to be involved in the newspaper business in the ever-changing world it is.
Well, congratulations on that honor, and have fun while you're in the sunshine.
Beautiful, beautiful place. But if you happen to be in Northwest Arkansas, it's all about music and all about the Walton Arts Center this weekend. They're so busy, I don't know how they're managing to keep their balls in the air. Tonight is the Tierney Sutton Band.
Two shows.
Two shows as part of the Starlight Music Club series. The band's fronted by Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist Tierney Sutton, and they'll perform at 8 and 10 o'clock in the Star Theater. Tickets start at $16. The band's most recent disc, Desire, was released in January 2009. Also tonight, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center is at the Walton Arts Center to perform three examples of the quintet genre: Mozart's Viola Quintet in E-flat major, Mendelssohn's Viola Quintet in A major, and Brahms' Clarinet Quintet in B minor. In other words, if you love those composers or you love the quintet form of music, they've got you covered. On Saturday, Cuban musical legend Omar Portuondo celebrates her 80th birthday with a performance at the Walton Arts Center at 8 o'clock. She's famous as part of the Buena Vista Social Club music scene in Havana, and her most recent album, Gracias, earned her a Latin Grammy. And coming on Tuesday, pop singer Chris Isaak. Look at the genres we just crossed.
I know.
Isn't that amazing? Chris Isaak, best known for his hit Wicked Game. His show starts at 7 o'clock, and tickets start at $48. That's just the tip of the iceberg for this weekend, of course. So this is where you grab a pencil, hang on, we're going to go fast. The first ever offshoot film festival started at noon today, continues through Sunday at the UARC Ballroom and the UA Global Campus in Fayetteville. Tickets are $5 for a single screening or $30 for a weekend pass. And you can find out more at seedlingfilm.com/offshoot. I'm a Jean, an original play by Bob Stevenson, is 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2:30 Sunday, at Breedlove Auditorium at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. Again, this is a premiere that you get to see for $6. The Importance of Being Earnest, presented by the Village Players, is at 7:30 today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday at White Auditorium at NWAC. Tickets are $8 to $12. And the greatest band ever, okay, my favorite band ever, a really great band, Trout Fishing in America, is playing twice this weekend at home. They're in concert at 10 o'clock Saturday at the Northwest Arkansas Mall as part of the Buddy Walk for the Down Syndrome Connection.
We should mention that's 10 a.m.
Yes, 10 a.m. So that's a great kids show. And they're in concert again at 3:30 Sunday afternoon as part of the Community Fall Festival in Gentry. Both of them are free. And they are out and about in support of their new CD, Looking at Lucky, which is the first album they've done for grown-ups in 11 years, presuming that there are any grown-ups among us. And don't forget, Kyle and his wife Laura have a little gig this weekend that you might want to take part in.
Well, we really don't do that much. We're the co-MCs for the Gridiron Show. It's other journalists and the like who have put in all the weeks learning how to sing and dance and memorizing lines. We'll just be there introducing things.
This year, the show is called Gridiron in 3D, Dizzy, Daffy, and Disorderly. It's at 7:30 tonight and 7:30 tomorrow night. Two shows only. If you missed it, all you can do is listen to people talk about it for the next year.
That's
right. It's at Rogers Little Theater, and tickets are $25. Proceeds go to scholarships for journalists. So if you believe in journalism, it's a great place to put your money. If you just believe you'd like to have a good belly laugh at other people's expense, we got you covered.
All right. Do you have Ray's fever out there?
No, I know what sport you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm more interested in live oaks with Spanish moss and sailboats. It's pretty.
Okay. Well, the baseball team there is in the playoffs. That's all.
Yes.
But
yes,
there's plenty
I know.
To do there.
I know
okay.
What sport it
okay.
Is.
All right.
Becca, and if you need plenty more to do in Northwest Arkansas, check out nwaonline.com/whatsup or nwatunedin.com because there's a million things we didn't get to mention.
Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.